Good afternoon. It's another studio breakfast from Mixed by Mark Mozart. My name is Mark Mozart and this is David the intern.
The intern, that's right. So today we're coming to you with another studio breakfast.
I've just said it.
It's more like a lunch actually. It's not really a breakfast anymore, I would say.
Are you happy with your name, David the intern?
Oh yeah, it's great branding.
Yeah, so we decided we'll keep it once we pay you.
Yeah, sure. David the intern.
If you're happy with it.
Yeah. I like it. Rolls off the tongue really nicely. Yeah.
So what's going on?
So yeah, we haven't done one of these in a while.
Yeah.
And kind of want to give a quick overview to the viewers for why that is that we haven't been doing a whole lot of these.
It's because we're working on a huge project.
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to take us into December and January next year. And yeah, it's a huge project. And we're not really able to fully document what we are working on.
At least not right now.
Not right now, maybe later on. But I think I can say that we're working on something with Waves Audio, the plugin company. They are already partnering with us on a special edition of the book, which came out. And if you have missed out on that, then this is still not a sales show.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, how did you get used to being here? And it's a while now. It's 2 months. Is it 2 months?
It's been a little more than 2 months.
Little more than 2 months. So when you compare your daily life and what you do and what you think about, how you think before and now, things that have changed. I think one gets really the human, as a human, you get really used to a new context really quick, right?
Yeah, I think so. For me, it was very natural coming here because everybody's kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
Which is great, and not a whole lot has changed, to be honest. I mean, the things...
You sit in front of your computer, you sleep, and that's it. And then you sit in front of your computer again.
Pretty much. That's my life right now.
Play some guitars every now and then.
Yeah. They're right here.
Yeah.
I don't think you can see them, but we got an electric, and we got another acoustic over here. So they're just hanging out here, and whenever I feel like it, I pick them up, which is great. But I mean, the things that I'm working on, the topics, they've kind of changed a little bit. So we're also trying some new stuff out, but the way I'm doing them, I think I've gotten quicker at some stuff.
Yeah.
Like workflow wise, figured out some stuff.
And maybe you shifted priorities in terms of learning that perfection is not everything.
Yep. Yeah, which wasn't too hard.
Yeah.
But it's still, I've said it before, when you're stuck in like, not stuck, but when you're in university and school for so long.
Yeah.
The most important thing is
do everything in a way that it gets you the best grades.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so that's not what it is about. And, but I think it was a fairly quick learning process.
Yep.
And I don't think I'm done learning yet. But
hopefully never.
Yeah, that's the plan. And there's some cool new things we're working on. It's all kind of in the same realm, I would say. So you might not see as much audio content right now, specifically towards audio, even though we're working on that.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep. You and Nick.
Yep.
You guys are working on a bunch of tutorials.
Yep. To show everybody, because...
And then one of the reasons why I'm not doing a lot of tutorials is because that's what I'm, like, always working on in the background.
Yeah.
So, and when you do it all day, then you do something else the rest of the time.
Which is, that's how it is. But so yeah, Nick and I are working on some tutorials, trying to kind of explain the whole structure of the Mix
Temple Pro.
Mix Temple Pro, exactly. So for whether you're using Pro Tools or Cubase or whatever.
You're doing different tutorials for every DAW, right?
Yes, so it's specific to every DAW because the workflows are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. And then also some more, whatever Nick really wants to talk about. So if he's thinking about like, hey, I don't know, software versus a piece of gear.
Yeah.
How does it compare?
And he's doing a lot
we'll
of
make a video
he's
about
doing
it.
A lot of mastering jobs. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that, you think about certain things.
Yeah.
Whatever comes
and
up.
So just a little more background, the setup we're using right now to film this. Not the live stream, but the DSLR version. That's pretty much Nick's setup right now.
Mm-hmm.
We just bring it down here once in a while. So that's really, really been helping a lot that he has his own setup, can just turn it on whenever.
Yep. We've gotten the drum machine.
Oh, yeah.
The 808 clone. If you haven't seen the clips, I think we posted them everywhere.
Yeah, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
One of the new tools.
We haven't gone in deep really, but I'm working on some hip-hop tracks in the next 2 weeks, and I'll definitely give it a try.
Yep.
Definitely want to see what I can do, especially with the kick. And I think most kicks people are using in hip-hop these days are not really coming out of an 808, not a clone, not an original one, because it's pretty far away from what the original machine does. But I'm excited. It's a nice toy. And what else? We've been to a little event party last week.
Yep.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
It was
great.
3 hour
really cool.
3 hour drive from here. We're pretty much, if you look at Germany as a whole, we're right in the middle.
Yep.
So we have same distance to Hamburg as to Berlin as to Munich.
Mm.
Cologne is a bit closer, and where we went is at close to the Dutch border, behind
very close
behind Cologne, Mönchengladbach, Aachen, this part of Germany, if you heard that. And Elysia, or Elijah, maybe you say in English, they were throwing a nice party. They have a nice little, it's not a factory, it's a little boutique factory. And we have content about that, so we don't need to talk in depth now, but they had a nice list of guests. We've met a YouTuber from Holland.
A lot of industry people.
Luke Pimentel came over from LA. Lots of industry people, people behind the scene. There was a guy who's doing studio department for Toman. And yeah, we were talking gear, analog, vintage, tape recorders, all this kind of stuff. And we had a factory tour at Elijah, which was pretty amazing.
It was very cool to see behind the scenes, because most of what we're doing is digital products. Pretty much all we're doing is like, you know, educational stuff, digital products. And to see like a really well thought through manufacturing line.
Yeah, they're really literally drilling the holes into metal. But it's very cutting edge. So they have a very thought through manufacturing process, and the quality control is amazing. So they have a setup. You will see it in the factory tour, but they have a setup where they have an audio precision, and they can measure whatever they have, 500 modules, and they have a big expensive alpha compressor. They can connect this with the quality control system, and then it measures 8 points on the PCB. And the guy from Toman said they had never had a return from any customer,
which is amazing for a hardware company.
So that was really exciting, and they also gave some great credit to us, to me in particular. We had the CEO here in the studio, German studio breakfast a while ago.
We'll link that somehow.
Yeah, and
somewhere up there.
And he got inspired, and now he's started to do content, and he built a studio in his factory.
That's really cool studio. Yeah.
That's really meant for exclusively to do content for YouTube and social media.
So it's pretty much like a hangout lounge, yep. But acoustically treated and everything. So
really good.
Really interesting to see what comes out of that.
Then in about an hour, you're heading to Cologne with Nick.
Yes, exactly, for the Studio Szene.
Studio Szene, aka Studio Scene. That's a little, it's not a trade, it's a fair, a trade fair. It's a get-together community event for studio nerds, freaks. It's done by the Sound and Recording, no, Studio and... Oh, which magazine is it? I'm really sorry.
But it should be a great event. There's like booths there for companies, yep. I've heard. But they also have a lot of different workshops, seminars, just like lectures and stuff as well.
So tonight there's an event from Mastering Works, distributors that's doing some of the stuff that we have here, like Dangerous Audio.
Yep.
Things like that. And tomorrow, a lot of people come together. You will meet our friends from Best Service, which is a nice website shop that's doing virtual instruments, plugins, and especially orchestra libraries, everything around that. They will be there, so you should check them out. Our connection with them is that we're helping them. We're pretty much running their social media, media accounts, doing campaigns for products like their the orchestra library, stuff like that. So check them out. They will be there.
Elysia will be there.
Yep.
And just a lot of people from within the scene.
Yep.
So that's kind of the point of these things. So that's
3 days, I think. And you will be there to do some content tomorrow.
Well, actually, the fair is 2 days.
2 days, okay.
And the dinner networking thing.
It's that's tonight. That's tonight.
So that's the plan. Anything else?
We got some other stuff cooking in the background.
Yeah, always.
But it's some of it is too early to talk about.
Very early.
Some of it is too late to talk about.
Yeah, but I just wanted to give everybody a quick update because there's been some people's like, hey, we don't see a lot of audio content lately.
Yeah. And if you bought the Umixux Waves edition, thank you. Really appreciate it. It's still you can still get it. It was released about 3 weeks ago, available through the Waves website, but also our website. And just wanted to give you guys a reminder, everybody who got it. You guys also get a year of free mix feedback. There's a specific email address and it's in the book. You should really use that opportunity and send us your mixes and it's unlimited. Whenever you finish a mix and you wonder, is there stuff? Do the guys have some quick advice for me? We will get back with an email about areas of improvement we see and if it's great, we just tell you it's great. Keep it exactly like it is. So use that opportunity to email us if you got the book. That's included for everybody who gets the book.
The Waves book, yep.
Yep. And no matter if you get the German book, the French book, it's always included. That's that.
Make good use of that.
Yep.
So anything else? I think that's about it.
Yeah,
just a quick one, guys, but that's what's going on right now. Some of it we can't really tell a whole lot about, but there's always a lot of stuff going on here. You always see some stuff from behind the scenes what we're doing here, and that's about it. Always reach out if you have some suggestions. Let us know. Always open for that.
Like, share, and so on.
Subscribe.
Thanks. We have a podcast as well. This will go on the podcast also. That's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.